This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
After talking about how animals can make the people of Israel unclean, Leviticus goes on to talk about how their bodies can make them unclean as well. Those who are unclean must be separated from the camp of Israel and from the tent of God, or they would die in their uncleanliness by defiling God's tabernacle. Separating those who are unclean is not about calling them evil. After all, some of those called unclean are women who had just given birth, or people with skin inflammations, or those with some kind of persistent bleeding. And these things aren't evil, but just part of being human. Therefore, their separation is not about judgment, but protection. They are separated so that they won't defile God's tabernacle and die. And the two main types of bodily uncleanliness covered in this section are discharges of blood and skin diseases, which are often called leprosy. These things are classified as unclean because they make the person less than whole or less than physically perfect. And if the people are to be holy as God is holy, then any kind of imperfection, even physical, makes it so they must be separated from God and be called unclean. So the question has to be asked, how can uncleanliness be fixed? Well, it's through the sacrificial system of Leviticus. But we must not forget that these rituals do not heal the person. The priests are not doctors healing the sick. They are more like city inspectors calling things what they are. The clean are declared clean, and the unclean are not. They had nothing to do with people's symptoms, only their status. And after a person is made clean through the blood of sacrifice, both problems brought about by uncleanliness are solved. The uncleanliness won't spread to the tabernacle, and the individual can, once again, be close to God and his people. Now, understanding all of this makes Jesus' ministry all the more wondrous. All people are separated from God. Ephesians 2:12 tells us that. And it is as if our lives have been spent outside of God's camp, unable to get in because of our uncleanliness. But Jesus did not keep himself separated from those who were supposed to stay away from the tabernacle. Instead, he left the actual temple of God in heaven and came straight up to the unclean people on the earth. And he did this to show us that no one is outside of his reach. Unlike the priests in Leviticus who had to wait for an ailment to clear up before they could call anyone clean, Jesus instantly healed discharges of blood and people with unclean skin diseases. Jesus could change people's symptoms and their status. He could declare them as ritually clean and physically healed. What Leviticus could only perform as a ritual, Jesus performed as a reality. And the good news is that we don't have to wait until all of our uncleanliness clears up before we approach Jesus. And that's because we can't spread our diseases to him. In fact, the opposite is true. He comes to us while we are still in our disease, and he spreads his holiness to us instead. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would give you eyes to see the God who is holy and pure, and that you would see Jesus as the holy and pure God that brings the unclean near.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.